بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final destination.
For you, in Arabic, the names which we will learn today, because it will be difficult for you to listen to it in Arabic. This is Al. Al-Khalaq is the creator. This is actually 12:13. Al-Balik is the maker. Related together, you know, the creator, the maker, and the fashioner are related together, so we will learn about them together through the main name, which is the creator, which is always mentioned in the Quran. Okay? Today we will have our class about the 99 perfect names of Allah, and today inshallah we will learn three of these perfect names of Allah: Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir. Al-Khaliq is the creator, the Al-Bari' is the maker, and Al-Musawwir is the fashioner, and they are actually mentioned in the Quran together. We will read now from Surah number 59, verse number 24, to realize that these names are mentioned together in this verse of the Quran. الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify him, and he is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
So actually three names, their meaning actually is related to each other. Al-Khaliq is the creator. It comes as the attribute of creation, refers to Allah's determination of what he creates. Okay, so this is to determine the creation. Okay, this is Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari', the maker, it refers to the creative act of bringing about what Allah wills to create. Okay, so you know, this is the relation between Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari'. It is, you know, very sensitive. Okay, we always use Al-Khaliq, the creator. Okay, it is always the creator. Al-Bari' is not used much, but both of them, you know, they have a similar meaning, but it is different also. Okay, but it is, you know, because these are the names of Allah, the Almighty, so the difference between them is very minimal, but it has a meaning. Okay, so we will always refer to Allah, we always use the creator, Al-Khaliq. Al-Bari' is not used much, the maker. Okay, both of them are related to the creation, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning of the creation is to bring things into existence from a state of non-existence. Okay, this is both of them is related to bringing into existence from a state of non-existence. Okay, this is Al-Khalaq and Al-Bari. Al-Musawwir is the fashioner. It refers to giving each created thing its particular form. Okay, I will clarify to you this one by one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We'll start by Al-Khalaq, the creator, the one who brings things into existence from a state of non-existence, the one who creates something from nothing. Okay, this is the most important related to the belief in Allah, is that He is the one who creates everything from nothing. The root is khalaqa. Khalaqa is K-H-L-Q. Okay, K-H-L-Q. To bring a thing into existence from non-existence. Or to determine the proper measure or proportion for something. To create. Okay, khalaqa is to create in English, okay, to simplify the issue. So al-khaliq is the creator. Al-bari, okay, this is number two, is the maker, the producer. Al-bari actually the one who creates with no faults, okay, to make it easy. He is the creator also, but it is related to creation or making things which are free and clear of imperfections. So Al-Bari is the creation of things which are free of imperfection. Creation in wonderful ways. Creation in the best ways. Okay, this is the creation. Allah is the creator. This is Al-Khaliq. Allah Al-Bari who creates in the best way, in a way which is free from free of imperfections. Okay, and the root is ba-ra-a. Okay, ba-ra-a is to be free and clear of faults. To be free and clear of faults. This is ba-ra-a.
So it's ba-ra-a.
No, you know, I. Like
a.
Ba-ra-a. You know, ba-ra-a. To be free and clear of faults. Al-Musawwir, the fashioner, the one who forms the creatures in different shapes. Okay? Allah is creating every embryo. But when the babies will be delivered, one will be big, one will be small, one will have yellow hair, black hair, big eyes, small eyes. So this is the different shapes. Al-Musawwir is the one who forms the creatures in different shapes, the former, the one who gives the form and the fashion. The one who gives everything a special form and a special manner whereby it is distinguished. Okay? The root is sawara, S-W-R. Sawara. To form, to fashion, or to picture something. Okay? Actually, today we will learn about Allah al-Khaliq, the Creator. Okay, why we will learn about Allah al-Khalaq, the Creator, in full details? Because when we become Muslims, we become Muslims through believing that لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله, there is no God but Allah. Okay, this means that, you know, you believe in the unity of Allah's Lordship. The unity of Allah's worship, the unity of Allah's names and attributes, which we are learning now. The belief in the unity of Allah's Lordship means to believe that Allah is the only creator. Okay, so when you believe, when you learn about the name of Allah, the creator, this is part of the belief in the unity of Allah's Lordship. Allah creates everything in the heavens and on the earth and what is in between. So I must believe that Allah is the creator because this is part of my belief in the unity of Allah. Yes. Today we will learn four rules to the creation related to Allah the creator. The first rule is the miracle of life. The second rule is that Allah has created all things with divine plan. The third rule is Allah made everything He has created in a good shape. And the fourth rule is Allah created everything in pairs. Okay, we will learn every rule in detail so that inshallah you will be aware of how great is Allah the Creator through learning or knowing about His creations. We will start with the first rule, which is the rule related to the miracle of life. And at the beginning we will read from verse Surah number 39, verse number 62, to have the proof that the only creator in this life is only Allah, the creator, and that name must be only to Allah, the one who creates everything in the heavens and in the earth. We will read from Surah number 39, verse number 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah is the creator of all things and He is the wakil over all things.
So this is the proof from the Holy Quran that the only creator in this life for everything is Allah the Almighty. To learn about the miracle of life, the miracle of life is the miracle of creation. We will read from Surah number 6, verse number 95. Surah number 6, verse number 95. To know about the great miracle of in this life, the miracle of initiation of life and its progress. Surah number 6, verse number 95. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Verily, it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah. Then how are you deluded away from the truth?
So actually, sister, what is the meaning of creation? Okay, creation is to give life. Okay, nobody knows the secret of giving the life except Allah the Almighty. In every moment the life begins in a plant, tree, a bird or an animal, but it still remains a secret which is only known to Allah. Let us reflect for a few seconds and ask ourselves the following questions. When you look to a seed, a dry one, a small one, try to question yourself, where are the roots? Where are the sticks? Where are the leaves? And where are the fruits? Where they are hidden? Okay? When you look to the egg, okay? When you look to the egg, for example, today, okay? And after 3 days, the egg will be, the shell will be broken, and a small, chick.
Yeah.
Will come out, okay? Where it was hidden inside this egg? Okay, where were the bones, the meat, the feathers, the colors, and the singing of the bird? Why we didn't hear the singing of the bird while he was inside the egg? Because there was no life at that time. When Allah the Almighty gave the life to the egg and the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the chick come out of it, this is the moment of the life. When, why, where, okay? Why some eggs will the shell will be broken and will have a chick, and other eggs this will not happen? Okay, this is the secret of life, and only Allah the Almighty, He is the one who knows about it. In reality, life continues to be a great mystery that has a question which none can answer it except Allah, the Creator of everything. Now, we will learn about the rules of creation in the universe. Why we are learning about the rules of creation in the universe, sister, so that we can actually, we can appreciate the Creator, Allah the Almighty. Most of the human beings are very busy with their worldly life. They don't have time to look to the sky and try to reflect from where the rain is coming, why it is very severe over Houston and there is no rain in Louisiana, for example. We are learning the rules of creation in the universe so that we will appreciate the greatness of Allah, our Lord, the Almighty, the One, and we will be always looking for all the help and support only from Him, because after learning about these rules, we become aware of how He is the all power, how He is all the will, how He is the only one who can actually make or create or form or fashion or help. Only Allah, the Almighty. We will read now from Surah number 32, verse number 7. We will learn about that Allah makes most excellent everything He creates. Whatever Allah creates, it is in the best shape. Surah number 32, verse number 7.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين.
Who made everything? He has created good and He began the creation of man from clay.
Okay. We will learn about the creations of the heaven, creation of the heavens. We will read from Surah number 13, verse number 2. I will just move with the verses of the Quran without much explanation for the time factor. Surah number 13, verse number 2, to learn about the greatness of the creation of the heavens. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسع الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. We will read also 3 and 4 because they are related to the creation of the earth. وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
Allah is He who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. Then He rose above the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running for a term appointed. He manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the ayat in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. And it is He who spread out the earth and placed therein firm mountains and rivers and of every kind of fruit. He made Zawjain Ithnain. He brings the night as a cover over the day. Verily, in these things there are ayat for a people who reflect. And in the earth are neighboring tracts and gardens of vines and green crops and date palms growing into two or three from a single stem root, or otherwise watered with the same water, yet some of them we make more excellent than others to eat. Verily, in these things there are ayat for the people who understand.
Okay. About the lightning, the thunder, and the clouds, we will read from Surah number 30, Surah Al-Rum, verse number 40.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كثفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون.
Allah is He who sends the winds so that they raise clouds and spread them along the sky as He wills, and then break them into fragments until you see raindrops come forth from their midst. Then when He has made the fall on whom of His slaves as He wills, lo, they rejoice.
and continue to learn about the rules of our creation, Allah the Creator. Actually, we will read from Surah number 51, verse number 54. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. This is سورة الذاريات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually it is number 51 verse number 49. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And of everything we have created birth that you may remember the grace of Allah. Actually, Allah the Almighty, Allah the Creator, البارئ, Allah الخالق البارئ المصور, Allah the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, has created all creatures in pairs, a male and a female. This is the rule for the plants, animals and human beings, so that life can continue on the earth. When we look to the universe, we feel the harmony, power and majesty of the Creator who perfected everything in the best shape as a proof of His unity. To continue learning about the rules of the Creator, Allah, the Almighty, regarding the rules of creation in the universe, we must learn that Allah has created everything with divine plan. We will read now from Surah number 54, verse number 49. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily we have created all things with divine plans of all things before their creation as written in the book of decree اللوح المحفوظ. It is the decree of Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, to create everything in the universe with due measures regarding its size, shape, situation, characters, and its relation to all around it. Everything in the universe, its existence and amount is decreed by Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner. It is the decree of Allah to create the stars in the sky and to distribute everyone in special position. It is the same decree of Allah to create the plants in the desert, the fishes in the sea, the mountains, the rivers, the seas, and the forests. It is Allah's decree which is the source of all the creation on the earth and in the heaven. Let us learn some lessons for life from the name of Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner. We must realize that Allah created the universe and has made it to be service to mankind as an honor to mankind. We will read now from Surah number 14, Surah Ibrahim, from verse 32 to 34 to realize that the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner created everything to serve mankind. Surah number 14, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Verse number 32, 33 and 34. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. Allah is He who has created the heavens and the earth and sent down water rain from the sky and thereby brought forth fruits as provision for you, and He has made the ships to be of service to you that they may sail through the sea by his command, and he made rivers also to be of service to you, and he has made the sun and the moon both constantly pursuing their courses to be of service to you, and he has made the night and the day to be of service to you, and he gave you of all that you asked for, and if you count the blessings of Allah, never you will be able to count them. Verily, man is indeed an extreme wrongdoer. A disbeliever by disobeying Allah and the Prophet. So in these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that everything created in the heavens and the earth is created to be a service to mankind, a sign of honor to the mankind. The second rule which we must learn about the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, is that all the creatures in the earth prostrate to Allah the Almighty. We will read now from Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 15, to realize that all creatures are prostrating to their Creator, to their Maker, to their Fashioner, Allah the Almighty. Surah number 13, verse number 15. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walillahi yasjudu man fis samawati wal ardi taw'an wa karha wa dhilaluhum bil ghudwi wal asal. And unto Allah alone falls in prostration whoever is in the heavens and in the earth, and so do their shadows in the mornings and in the afternoons. Actually, if we try to reflect on this verse of the Quran, let us realize that all the creatures of Allah, all the creatures, the trees, the flowers, the seas, the rivers, the fishes, whatever in the heavens, the stars, the moon, the sun, all these creatures, they prostrate to their Creator, to their Maker, to their Fashioner, Allah the Almighty. Also, their shadows prostrate to Allah the Almighty. And actually, they prostrate twice per day. They prostrate in the morning and they prostrate in the afternoon. Accordingly, it is the duty of every human being to be thankful to Allah the Almighty, the one who creates everything to serve mankind. Let us read about this fact from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 28, verse number 71, 72, and 73. So that we can be always thankful to Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, for all His blessings. Otherwise, Allah can remove these blessings from us. So now we will recite from Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28. We will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء أفلا تسمعون قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. And your Lord creates whatsoever He wills and chooses. And your Lord knows what their and He is Allah, لا إله إلا هو, None has the right to be worshipped by He. All praises and thanks be to Him in the first, in this world, and in the last, in the hereafter. And for Him is the decision, and to Him shall you all be returned. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if Allah made the night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, which God besides Allah could bring you light, will you not then hear? Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, tell me, if Allah made the day continuous for you till the day of resurrection, which God besides Allah could bring you night wherein you rest, will you not then see? It is out of His mercy that He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest therein during the night, and that you may seek of His bounty during the day, and in order that you may be grateful. So we must be always thankful to Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, for all His blessings, for all His creatures which He created for the sake of serving us, the mankind. Actually, we must also learn that Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, Allah creates in the universe creatures that are His soldiers, whom He sent according to His command, as a source of mercy or as a source of destruction. Let us read now from Surah number 41. We will read from Surah number 9 from Surah number 41 from verse 9 to verse 18. We will learn about Allah's soldiers. Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner, He created soldiers that they are the one to obey His command and to send mercy or to send destruction to mankind. We will read now from Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41. We will read from verse number 9 to verse number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود إذ جاءتهم الرسل من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم ألا تعبدوا إلا الله قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة فإنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, do you verily disbelieve in him who created the earth in 2 days, and you set up rivals in worship with him, that is the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists? He placed therein in the earth firm mountains from above it, and he placed it and measured therein its substance in 4 days. Then he rose over towards the heaven when it was smoke, and said to it and to the earth, come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly. Then he completed and finished from their creation at 7 heavens in 2 days, and he made in each heaven its affair, and we adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, stars, to be adornment as well as to guard. Such is the decree of him, the Almighty, the All-Knower. But if they turn away, then say, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, I have warned you of a destructive, awful cry, torment, hit, like which overtook Ad and Thamud people. When the messengers came to them from before them and behind them, saying, worship none but Allah, they said, if our Lord had so willed, he would surely have sent down the angels. So indeed we disbelieve in that which you have been sent. As for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right, and they said, who is the mightier than us in strength? See they not that Allah, who created them, was mightier in strength than them? And they used to deny our ayat. Proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, revelations. So we send upon them a wind in days of evil omen for them, that we might give them a taste of disgracing torment in this present worldly life. But surely the torment of the hereafter will be more disgracing, and they will never be helped. And as for Thamud, we showed and made clear to them the path of truth through our messenger, but they preferred blindness to guidance. So the destructive cry of disgracing torment seized them because of what they used to earn. And we saved those who believed and used to fear Allah, keep their duty to him, and avoid evil. Accordingly, it is clear that Allah the Almighty has created soldiers whom they actually obey the command of Allah when he sent them as a source of mercy or a source of destruction. From these soldiers are the wind, the rain, and at the end, let us recite these verses of the Quran, which are to Allah the Creator, Allah the Maker, Allah the Fashioner. These verses of the Quran which we will recite now are the verses which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to recite every night when he woke up for the night prayers. We will read these verses from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3. Actually, these are the last verses of Surah Ali Imran. We will read from verse number 190 to verse number 200. Let us actually have the same habit like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to wake up at night to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before praying, let us recite these verses of the Quran which Prophet Muhammad every day was used to recite. Surah number 3 from verse 190 to 200. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and earth,
saying, Our Lord, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory to you. Exalted are you above all that they associate with you as partners. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. Our Lord, verily, whom you admit to the fire, indeed you have disgraced him, and never will the wrongdoers find any helpers. Our Lord, verily we have heard the call of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, calling to faith. Believe in your Lord. And we have believed, our Lord, forgive us our sins, and expiate from us our evil deeds, and make us die along with the believers of Islamic monotheism, the pious and the righteous. Our Lord, grant us what you promised unto us through your messengers, and disgrace us not on the day of resurrection, for you never break your promise. So the Lord accepted of them their supplication and answered them, Never will I allow to be lost the work of any of you, be he male or female. You are members one of another. So those who emigrated and were driven out from their homes and suffered harm in my cause, and who fought and were killed in my cause, verily I will expiate from them their evil deeds and admit them into gardens under which rivers flow in the paradise, a reward from Allah, and with Allah is the best of rewards. Let not the free disposal of the disbelievers through the land deceive you, a brief enjoyment. Then their ultimate abode is hell, and worse indeed is that place for rest. But for those who fear the Lord are gardens under which rivers flow. Therein are they to dwell forever, an entertainment from Allah, and that which is with Allah is the best for the believer, the pious, and the righteous. And there are certainly among the people of the scripture those who believe in Allah and in that which you have been revealed to you, and in that which has been revealed to them, humbling themselves before Allah. They do not sell the verses of Allah for a little price. For them is a reward with the Lord. Surely Allah is swift in account. Oh, you who believe, endure and be more patient, and guard your territory and fear Allah so that you may be successful. Let us make the dua and all the time remember that Allah is the creator, Allah is the maker, Allah is the fashioner, Allah is the almighty, Allah is our beloved God, Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful. Let us call on him so that he will shower us with his mercy and he will save us from the punishment on the day of judgment. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion, keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline of your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.